When Beth Cobert stepped in to lead the Office of Personnel Management, she just didn't inherit an agency in crisis after two major cyber breaches. She also took over a retirement backlog, federal employees' health benefits, and major decisions on government-wide recruitment and retention policy. In part two of her exit interview with Federal News Radio, she explains what progress OPM made on other issues from President Obama's management agenda.
I am really excited about the progress we've made, and I also know that many of those initiatives have lots more opportunity to still deliver greater potential. We have trained thousands of people through the Hiring Excellence Campaign, which focuses on getting line managers who are looking to hire folks and human capital specialists working together to craft job announcements that are meaningful, to bring people into government consistent with the merit system principles. The SES executive order has been really personally exciting. I remember between, you know, the president's address to the senior executive service up at the Hilton, which was just an amazing thing to be part of, to the meeting he had with the White House advisory group, which was a bunch of career SESs in the Roosevelt Room, and asking each of those individuals, what do we need? What does he need to do? What can he do to help them? And the way the senior executive service, not the HR part of the world, but just the senior executives themselves, have taken that stuff on, and you can see real differences in agencies. Employee engagement, you know, the improvement we've seen, particularly in the last few years, and the tools that have been put in place to help agencies use that, not as a static report card that you can look at once and then, you know, put in the corner, but actually a management tool that they can use to take tangible actions to improve their organizations. And how that's been embraced, and it's much more visible. The public can see it. You can see it. People inside agencies can see it. There's lots of good things that have happened there, and more to do with each of them.
What do you think has been the biggest lasting impact that you'll leave on OPM and on, you know, the federal workforce in general? What do you think has been the biggest initiative that you've...
Or multiple ones, right? Since you can never answer one thing.
I can never say just one thing. So a couple things. So on cyber, I think we have fundamentally changed the way OPM and the federal government both thinks about cyber, is ready to deal with cyber, and embeds it in what they do. Whether it's the awareness at the senior-most leadership levels of thinking about them owning the problem, whether it's the work we've done in creating a really robust cybersecurity human capital plan to bring talent into government to work on these issues. It feels like we have taken where we were and really advanced the ball. That's one piece. If you're sort of thinking in the security realm, I would say the stand up of the National Background Investigations Bureau, and not just the stand up of the Bureau, but the way we are putting in place approaches to modernize the background investigation process and doing that hand in glove with our partners from DOD and the DNI. In the course of my 3 years between my first assignment at OMB, which was actually the Navy Yard review, to NBIB, I have spent more time than I would have anticipated on national security clearances and background investigations. If you'd asked me that as I was showing up from San Francisco, it probably wouldn't have made my top three. Certainly maybe not have made my top five. It has taken a lot of my time because it's an incredibly important function. And I was actually at the Pentagon this morning with meeting with our counterparts there on the new systems that we are building with them. I think this model of the two agencies doing this in partnership is a great example of, frankly, a new way of doing things in the federal government and shared services and how we do that. That's actually cuts across. So I think it is both important for itself and important for the precedent it sets. And then finally, I think all the work we've done on the president's management agenda on the workforce is really important and needs to continue. And it's a mix of actually using all the flexibilities we've got today. That's what hiring excellence is about. There's nothing new in the hiring excellence campaign. It's about people actually doing what they're enabling to do. It is about that. It is about managers actually managing their teams, helping people grow and develop, giving people tough feedback when they need it. There's a whole set of things about excellence. It is about conveying the message. So there's all sorts of things to be done there that we need to continue to do and think about how we modernize for a 21st century world. And that's a big complex thing. And I think you do need someone to undertake the right kind of holistic look at that. And then finally, I think the last piece is, how do we continue to tell the message of the amazing work that the federal workforce does every single day and make that accessible and understandable to people? We're going to try and do that through USA Jobs here. We try and do it through our new cybercareers.gov. But there's lots to do around that, because I continue to believe it is so vastly underappreciated.
You've held two really prominent roles in this administration, DDM, and people I talk with across the federal community will say, well, it's good they finally got one in Beth. Too bad she left so soon. So I think they thought very highly of you in that role. And obviously, I think your role here at OPM and the fact you came in when you did and what you've done, I think people hold a very high regard for your efforts there. So given those two things, what advice do you have for the incoming OPM director, whoever that may be, and the incoming DDM, whoever that may be?
So some of it's the same, some of it's different. I'll start with OPM, and then I'll end with a few things that are the same. One, depending upon where the incoming OPM director comes from, actually understanding the scope, the scale, the complexity of the federal workforce. You know, it is 2 million people. It is, you know, way more educated than the private sector workforce. More people with advanced MBAs, more people with college education. It operates under a set of merit system principles that are important to understand, because I think those principles are really important. But you do have to think about how to adapt them to here. And the other thing about OPM is, as I said at the beginning, this is a really operational place, right? You could count the millions of touches, transactions, and things we do. And so while some out there in the world think about the policy part of OPM, and boy, is that important, we actually do a lot of work. The piece that is in some ways the overlap between the two of them, both at OPM and at OMB, is our work gets executed every day. And this is true at OPM, across a widely diverse set of federal agencies who actually do things, right? OPM doesn't hire people except if they work at OPM. They get hired by agencies. We facilitate that process through USA Jobs, but we don't do that. We don't make performance management decisions about the people in any agency. We give guidance, we give suggestions, but they do it. So one piece of advice that applies to both is, you've got to find the right balance as the person trying to coordinate activities across the federal government in a government that is basically operates, you know, in separate vertical silos. If you want to work horizontally, you've got to think about those agencies. I certainly did, coming as a consultant, as my clients. How was I going to listen to them and understand what they particularly needed, yet find sufficient commonality so we could actually get something done at scale and at pace? And I think that was the lesson I took from both of them. We saw it when we were doing things in cyber or in strategic sourcing or in real estate. It was finding the way to get the mix of central direction, but enough input, like a lot of input from the agencies, because in the end, they will execute those programs. And so you got to get that balance right. That holds for both of them.
Acting OPM Director Beth Cobert speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller and Nicola Grisco. Cobert leaves government at the end of this week. Find all of our transition coverage at federalnewsradio.com.